rewards schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister says he will help shelter British businesses from the storm of the tariffs announced by Donald Trump. He's written in a Sunday paper promising measures which will make the UK less exposed to global shocks. British goods being sent to the US are now subject to a 10% levy. The retail and hospitality sectors are warning that high street jobs and investment plans are at risk because of today's changes to national insurance payments. Employers will now have to make larger contributions on behalf of their workers after the rate rise of 1.2%. The Israeli military has admitted it published an incorrect statement about the killings of aid workers in Gaza last month. It had claimed the ambulances they were in weren't showing their emergency lights, but new footage is now contradicting that. The Jerusalem-based journalist Nogatan Apolsky says people are angry.
The IDF is scrambling tonight to try and restore its credibility. It hasn't yet been able to announce a completed report, and it encountered in kind of background briefings tonight very angry journalists who were lied to their faces and then transmitted those lies.
And Lincolnshire Police says it's keeping an open mind about the cause of a caravan fire which killed two people. It happened at a holiday park in Ingermells, which is near Skegness, early on Saturday morning. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And if you're just rocking up, where have you been? You're just in time, though. Here for this morning's 3 at 3, a trio from the Hall of Fame starts with Dvorak.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM. It's entered the Classic FM Hall of Fame just 2 years ago, 2023, and down 22 places in last year's chart to 86. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year, won't it? Votes are currently being counted after the lines closed at midnight last weekend. So we shall see how they shake out. Just before it, your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame began with Dvorak this morning, up 1 at 16, his From the New World Symphony, his highest placed piece, in fact, played this morning by the Royal Concertgebouw, conducted by Maris Janssens. This is your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame. Room for one more for you this morning. Another high flyer, but also a faller. Down 5 at 55 from Rachmaninoff, his Piano Concerto number 3.
Thank you.
trio from the Hall of Fame wrapped up with Rachmaninoff this morning. Yujia Wang playing the final movement of his Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor. The LA Philharmonic Four Support conducted by Gustavo Dudamel. And if you want to hear more from our Top 300, from last year's Top 300, we are yet to reveal this year's rundown. We will do so over Easter weekend. But in the meantime, join Tim Leoru here from 7 o'clock later on this morning with Classic FM Breakfast. And from 9, hosts a Hall of Fame Hour.
Oh.
Classic FM.
For no particular reason, I just kept going. A film all about neurodiversity, in my book, Forrest Gump, the suite by Alan Silvestri from it, played by a studio orchestra on Classic FM. Sam Pitterson and I have been back in the studio recording brand new episodes for series 4 of You're Wrong About ADHD, by the way. And I'll keep you posted on when that brand new series drops. Sam, of course, here on Classic FM from 4 o'clock after the news. Just before Alan Silvestri, you heard Patrick Hawes, his gem Quanta Qualia, the voice of Hayley Weston-Ra, supported by the Conventus Choir with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Katie Brathwick playing you beautiful music until Sam Pitt's time. Rousing tune to come. Something Celine Dion sang at the opening to the Paris Olympics last summer. But first, it's here from Puccini on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
On Classic FM, Ian Sutherland in charge of his concert orchestra. That piece still to come, made famous again by Celine Dion at the Paris opening ceremony after Rossini.
Thank you.
the overture to the thieving magpie Rossini, your man, the composer, Yehudi Menuhin, your man, the conductor of the Sinfonia Varsovia. One more before I give you up. Oh, have I saved up a banger until last. This is the music of Marguerite Smono. Were you singing along? I was, and you can bet your bottom dollar Sam Pittis was too. From Marguerite Smono, the piece made famous by Piaf. Hymne à l'amour, Gauthier Cabuzon played with the Chamber Orchestra of Paris under Adrien Perrouchon. Have a wonderful week. Be good. I'll see you next Saturday morning from one. Sam's next.
Classic FM.
The way you eat a cream egg says everything about you. If you eat yours in small nibbles, that means you're real deep. You can sense when someone's about to text you.
Huh.
Your dreams mean stuff. You keep all your birthday cards in a little box. And your happy cry at anything heartwarming. Search Cream Egg Test to find out who you really are. Cadbury Cream Egg. How do you eat yours?
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister is warning the world as we knew it has now gone, while promising to help shelter British business from the storm caused by Donald Trump's trade tariffs. Writing in a Sunday paper, Keir Starmer's also calling for cool heads, saying the UK's priority is a trade deal with the US. 10% levies apply to British goods heading to the United States, although cars are charged at 25%. Demonstrations against the actions of the Trump administration have been staged in every state of the USA. More than 1,200 were organised after a week which saw the imposition of those trade tariffs and huge losses on stock markets. The Kremlin's defence ministry has accused Ukraine of intensifying attacks on Russia's energy infrastructure. It says Kyiv hit targets 14 times between Friday and Saturday, despite a deal on leaving the two countries' power and heat sectors alone. The international security expert at The Times, Edward Lucas, is pessimistic about a peace deal.
When Secretary of State Rubio was at the NATO ministerial, he was telling colleagues and the press that Russia is playing for time, these are delaying tactics, and give it another couple of weeks and we'll really take the gloves off. I just don't see that.
And Labour has suspended the MP and Mayor Dan Norris after being detained on the suspicion of sexual offences. The member for North East Somerset and Hannam has been released on bail. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Whether you're tucked up in bed